how was the start of the tournament for you both?
Well, I'm happy we got through the first round. It's never easy. And we obviously we had a pretty good start, 5-2 up, and then they had nothing to lose. But although it was 5-2 up, it was still like a lot of close games, I think, anyway. But we ended up winning, then they were able to turn around. But I think the experience definitely helped us at the end to mix it up and to be really like safe to do the right things at the right time at the end in the tiebreaker. And second set was already much better.
I agree.
Martina, did you speak to your mom? Did you have fun about the fact of playing against?
Yeah, I keep calling her occasionally. I mean, obviously they're watching either on the computer when it's on. Now it's like the computer, I think, is the worst when you have to do that. But I mean, sometimes it's still on TV. I mean, they have like all the channels they possibly available that you can watch it. But it's nice to have her support for sure.
Did you have her support, or she was supporting?
No, she's against me. She cried just now that we won. So.
How well did you know Belinda's game? Do you know her game really well from over the years?
I mean, obviously I know Belinda, and Belinda knows me. So, but I felt confident going into the match. I mean, we played great matches last year. I mean, I think we know what we can expect from one another. We have the level, and now it's to.
We just need more time to play more matches. I mean, we didn't play since long time, but I think everything was working really good today.
I think what really worked today, what we don't do as much, was the Australian to little break their rhythm, and I think that definitely made the difference at the end.
Do you ever consider working together or just warming up together or training together during the off-season?
Well, what do? You're not watching? We warmed up together.
No, off-season.
We just practiced 2 times this year because she was really busy. No, I mean, also because...
I was in Switzerland, you were in Italy.
It was not easy to... In Barcelona, we practiced a few times.
Yes, twice. In 2 months, twice. Is
1 month,
for a
week, two
times. Yeah, but I played a lot of exhibitions.
Like
you played in
India,
London, Sochi.
It was
busy, yeah.
Busier.
I thought
it
was busy.
You both have had such long careers. I'm just curious, how important is having interests off the court, making sure that you have a life away from tennis? That helps then sort of elongate your tennis career.
Well, it's kind of nice. We have one thing in common. We both love horses. So
yeah.
She has a horse, I do, and that's something.
She's much better than me.
But it doesn't matter. It's just the same passion. It doesn't matter how, I mean,
it's true.
Away from tennis, it doesn't matter what you do, but it's you need to have something.
And you think that those separate interests help then being able to come back to tennis and have that passion and drive? And
you enjoy the day. I mean, you practice, you go see your horse, and it's just like keeps you zen. At least it's how I feel for me. I mean,
yeah,
I go
you're
for
completely
a walk.
Relax out. You just enjoy everything.
Flavia, you of course have lost yesterday in a tough match. How's it to come back just one day after a new tournament in a way?
I mean, we are used to. It's normal to, sometimes it's much better when you win, of course, but I like doubles a lot. I always give my best. I mean, I never choose between one or the other one, so I was ready today to play my tennis. I think was not that high level.
But in practice you were amazing.
In practice it was much better, but it was good. I'm happy with this victory, of course.
Yeah, I think you stepped up in the tiebreak. I mean, you played well as well, but in the tiebreak, you were the one taking the team over.
I mean, today we have a good balance. This is the good thing. When she's up, I'm down, and when she's like, we change a lot, but we're still pushing one with the other one, so...
But we know the energies, like, of each other. So it's like, when she's down, I'm like, come on, you know, energy, keep it up. And then the other way, at the end, when I needed it, she was there for me. So I think that's why our chemistry
worked
so well. And then the US Open, we both were always up, so that was really
that was
good.
Perfect.
Last couple of questions, please.
How hard is it to balance both your singles and doubles careers, playing both at the same time? Like,
I don't have that problem anymore.
You've done that very successfully when...
Yeah, I mean, I was more successful in the doubles over the years anyway, so...
No, I think, when you decide to play singles and doubles, you don't have to choose between one or the other one. You try to play both in the same way, give everything all the time when you go on the court, and doesn't matter if you are still in singles. I mean, I don't have like the experience that she has, because it didn't happen too much to me. But the times when happen, I always give everything.
Well, since we played together, US Open was
perfect.
Yeah,
also
you
in the
played
US
so
Open,
good,
yeah.
You know, there from quarters and Sammy, you were
yeah,
there like all
the
time.
I mean,
it was perfect. You were already warm there from single.
And then that was.
No, I think it's nice. I think it's especially, I always enjoy playing doubles because I didn't have to go practice and I enjoy my time with my partner, whoever it was at that time, to play and be there for each other, the team spirit. I liked.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.